Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
That examines solutions for the black community. Present Black America. All you people that listen from laptops, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 516-531-9540. That's 516-531-9540. Press 1 if you have a comment or question. The lineup on Saturday, Provocative Thoughts. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Carter Steve. In fact, he's supposed to be on the show tonight. I guess he's on CP time. But Tuesday, we have myself. My name is Kenneth Jones, host of Black Urban America. Wednesday, we have The Cutting Edge with Sean and Ms. Jennifer Williams. Tonight, I would like to thank the host for joining me tonight. I do this a couple times a year, have a round table. Tonight we have Michonne. How you doing, Michonne?
I'm great. How are you?
Also, we have Tori. How you doing, Tori?
How's everybody doing tonight?
All right. We're getting more, but we're going to go on. All right. This has been a very interesting month. We're going to tackle some topics tonight, and we're going to have just a discussion and see what your feelings are about some of the issues that this country and or your states are having. First, we're going to tackle COVID-19. Now, that is, the hot topic. Now, back in April or March, there was politicians saying that, hey, we'll be okay by the summer. We'll be all right by the summer. And health specialists said, hey, I don't know about all of that. You know, we just have to wait and see. We don't know anything about the virus. So, Michonne, what's your take in on how different states been handling the COVID-19 situation?
Could you repeat that? Just tell me where I am so I can repeat what you just said.
I said, what do you think or how certain states or this country has been handling COVID-19?
Oh, okay. Well, I think since nobody knows for sure how to really handle COVID-19, so I think it's trial and error on their part. They are trying things to see.
New York is the only state in this country that the numbers are going down. Everybody else are going up. So Governor Cuomo must be doing something right.
Maybe. Or it could be that, I mean, we really don't know if it really is or it isn't. We have, the only thing we have to go by is what they tell us.
Let me
address this issue.
Go ahead, Tony.
Let me address this issue for once. From what I know, the statistic, I'm gonna be honest with you, black. Now, we all know it's a hoax. I got facts. It is a hoax. Donald Trump knows about this now. He's admitted it. Him and his people, they admit it. It's a hoax. It started from North Carolina in the lab. It did not come from China. It was all man-made.
So why is everyone going crazy about this disease?
Okay, I'm going to say this. They want to mandate quarantine for a reason.
Why are they closing down businesses?
To control the population. It's a population cutdown.
Okay. What do you say about that, John? Do you think it's a hoax?
Yes, I do. And I do think it was man-made.
I agree with John. It's man-made, came out of laboratory and everything. But people are dying. That's a hoax? What they dying for?
Yeah, it's a hoax. I'm going to say this. The reason why, I'm going to be honest now, where people don't know, don't understand, politicians, they got to get involved somehow.
Hold it now.
Playing games.
Oh, sorry about that. I hit a button by mistake. Sorry. If this is a host, they are really, really messing with people's lives and the economy. We have a caller already. Hold on. 5073. How you doing? Welcome to Black Girls of America.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. I just don't like the word host. I think it's for real, but I agree with the gentleman that said it was man-made. And I also agree that anytime you think you overpopulated and you don't have a war, you're going to find a way to kill up all these people. So they are doing. And I think they probably got a cure for it. We haven't had the numbers yet that they want to see. So they saying this is an epidemic or whatever, but I do believe it was man put it out there, and they all in cahoots together in every country because everybody's beginning to be overpopulated because of people not dying, and wars are had to kill people. It don't have to be a political thing. You just got too many people, according to their thought, living, and they want to kill up a lot of people. And I think they can control it. They will control it when they get ready. They're not ready yet, and they don't care who dies.
Interesting. Any comments, Michonne?
I do agree with the population control. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised because these oppressors, these cave beasts, they've been trying to kill us forever. So, no, nothing they do surprises me. I'm not surprised at all.
Also, you watch how they, you can tell who they want to eradicate from the face of the earth because it starts out in predominantly black areas. And black people need to wake up and use whatever they say that can prevent this because it's geared to us, black people, and poor people they want off of the face of the earth.
Okay, Tori, look what you started, Tori.
Here's what I found.
Yeah, I'm going to say
you, now you're saying...
Matter of fact, she's on point. She's actually right about this now. We all right. At the end of the day, it's all about population control. So what they have to do, they had to put in this 5G to kill off the poor community. That's what it is. A lot of politicians are not going to address the issue yet. They're scared. Everybody's scared they're going to lose their position, their seats. I get it. Nobody wants to address the issue. This is why we got Black Lives Matter organization. They all pissed off. This is why they're marching the streets. They're tired. People start to wake up now. And I'm going to tell you who's really behind this. Bill Gates. He's been behind this for the job. He used his own money for Ted Turner money. They all in cahoots together.
I agree because Bill Gates just put out something recently and said the vaccine should be given to black people first.
Yeah.
And that's what he just put out, like within the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So
why, well, what are these people testing? I just want to know, what are these first, why are these people tested from, and why are they shutting down the economy if it's not serious? And the third part is, if it's not COVID, what is? What is it?
It all comes down to politics, right? Let's be honest. It's coming down to the legislative side. It's coming down to the Senate, the Congress. Everybody got to sign up on this mess. Why? Because the hospitals, they got to get paid somehow from this. I'm watching this. Hospitals are getting paid big time from this to kill people off. No politicians cannot address this issue. They're scared. They're running scared. They're going to lose their seat and their position if they speak out.
Right. And Donald Trump just tried to buy a company that makes the vaccine.
Yo.
We'll say that again.
Donald Trump just tried to buy the company that makes the vaccine for
that's illegal, isn't it? That's illegal, right?
They do illegal stuff all the time. So it's not illegal for them. But if we did it, it would be illegal.
Yeah.
Well, I think we might have breaking news tonight that I just found out for the first time. Now I heard about Bill Gates, and that this is the first time I'm hearing even news organization that really addressed controversies that haven't said anything about this medicine, not just medicine, but this disease. Being a host, you know, like who has anyone written any articles about this being a host?
Well, right now, politicians cannot say too much right now. They, you know, some of them kind of feel like it might be a host, but they really can't risk themselves of not being their seat no more, so they have to be quiet on certain issues now. Everybody's running
scared. Okay, I also read and listened to a doctor, and he said it mutates.
And which means, which means,
it
takes with
form.
Me, like it grows, it expands.
Right, and when it gets in your body will try to attack it because it's, it knows it's a foreign object.
Right.
But when it attacks it, it also attacks some of your vital organs also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah, I heard that. I heard that. But if it's a hoax, I just don't know. If it's a hoax, and if and why is all this, why is this hoax lasting so long? Your hoax lasts no more than a month.
No, because they still want to kill up a lot of people. That's why it's lasting so long. They haven't got the numbers that they want. And like they said, I read somewhere that this has been in planned, been planned since 2016. They even have the...
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, they have the vaccine for it, and they was waiting to get the patent on it so they could put it out. But I think they're just fighting over who's going to be the richest. Who going to end up with it? Because, sure, they want to give it with black people, and black people got to stop believing everything they say. The only reason that it's affecting us the most is because where they put it at the most. It
it's
will affect community. Any other person if they have it there and it's available to them. So we got to decide whether we're going to take the vaccine or not. I'm not taking a vaccine.
I'm not either.
Nobody should.
I'm smarter
Nobody
than
should.
They think I am. And they're trying to put it where a few kids cannot go to school without it.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Not just the kid, but also the teachers, too, and the whole staff that work for the school district, like I do. I work for the DeKalb County School District. So everybody that works for the school district have to take the same shots. And I'm like, this is getting crazy. So we cannot come into work till everybody get tested.
Right, move it right along.
So what is it going to do if everybody refuses to be tested? They're going to still let them in school. If everybody refuses, then what? Because that's all it'll take.
I don't think everybody's
okay,
going to
everybody
be... I don't think everybody's going to refuse to take the vaccine. I mean, it'd be a percentage of parents not permitting their children to take the vaccine. But I think it'll be the majority of students in this country to take the vaccine. Because they really
well,
won't go back to school. Especially
the
I don't think so.
No, you still going to have to watch out for the tricks, because what they will do is they will have a vaccine for black people and have a vaccine for white people.
Yeah, of course.
And you will think you're getting the same vaccine if you took it that somebody white is getting. And they're going to have it where they can switch it up, because they do that.
Yeah.
They do those things now with vaccination.
Hey, Carlton, do you think... you think this is a hoax?
No. It's not a hoax. It's, a hoax means it's not real. So COVID-19 is real. It has a history. The United States paid Wuhan virologists to, as they call it, I think it's chimeric, to the gainful function of the COVID virus. Gainful function means to increase the power of a virus, which is ridiculous in itself. So they were paid to do that. And story goes, Obama in 2017 cut funding for that. And Mr. Fauci continued to fund the gainful function experiment on the coronavirus. And Wuhan, the Wuhan Virology Institute is not far from the Wuhan wet market. Hell of a coincidence. Hell of a coincidence that Mr. Fauci predicted a pandemic back in 2017, I think. I don't know what year it was. Can you predict a pandemic? Can you predict anything? So how could he do that? So according to Dr. Bittar, he was saying that basically this is not a, the COVID is real. Now, if you have you know, certain people, it's a certain group of people that it attacks that at higher risk with this COVID virus. Most people that get COVID don't even know it, don't have any symptoms, and aren't really going to need, you know, hospitalization. That's for the most part. But he said that the doctors received a letter, said if your patient dies, put cause of death COVID-19. So that increases the, at least on paper, the lethality of the COVID virus, which increases the need and the scare and the need for a vaccine. You know, like they said, I think they said it takes about at least a year and a half to develop a vaccine. As the young lady said, they already had a vaccine. I would not put that past them because they've been working on gainful function for this virus. So basically they're trying to take away your rights, depopulate, and the how many billion people on the planet? Multiply that by...
They're trying to cut it off from 800 billion to 500 billion to control the black population, to control the population, period. That's
right.
All it is, so, black people. Wake up.
Right. So the population control and control, period. Power and control. So they're trying to depopulate on... connected Bill Gates' history to the eugenics, his parents to eugenics. He had the Eugenics Institute himself, him and his wife. I mean, something is going on. This is it's not that COVID is a hoax. It's just that it's just the first wave of, he called it a smoke screen for something more diabolical.
Yeah.
They said, I heard today that they found another strand of, we had it a few years ago. I didn't even jot this down, but there's another strand that's on its way, but it's not here yet. We have a little time.
What, SARS?
Where all of this is coming from?
Comes from a laboratory.
Okay, it comes from a laboratory in North Carolina. I have proof documents. The other officials do not have yet. I'm
wow.
The only one that's getting this.
Well, you shouldn't
okay.
be surprised by what they're doing anyway, because they right. are the minorities in the world, and their populations are getting smaller. They know that they're going to be the minority in the United States also, so they had to come up with something.
They come up with something all the time. You had swine flu. You had the, the flu.
They found another strain
of
the swine flu. That's it. They found another strain that's more worse than the swine flu.
They found that's suspicious right there. Now you already know that they have this gainful function that they do with these they conduct with these viruses. So all of a sudden something is appearing that's stronger than the last one. That's suspicious. At least it is very suspicious. And they happen to just
so
find
they
it.
They created something stronger.
Right, yeah.
Okay, let's move right along to the next issue. Well, I thank you for that breaking news, that this is something that we should be aware and look at closely with these health specialists. Come on. Again, you people that listen by laptop, the call-in number is 516-531-9540 and press 1. And you're listening to Black Earth America. Tonight we have all the hosts of We Talk Productions with this Carlton, Provocateur, Michonne, a Cutting Edge with Michonne, and Tori Ballum, our political analyst. Now, protesters. Now, We all know that has been the hot topic since the death of George Floyd. And since the death of George Floyd, we had two other deaths that made national news. And that young man, from
Rayshawn
Denver. That young man from Denver. The young man from Denver, the 17-year-old, okay? And what surprised me about that video, that he even warned and said, look, I'm not armed, I'm a pacifist, I don't believe in violence, and they killed him anyway. And the kid was a violinist. And so it seemed like he was like a straight A student and whatnot. So the protesters, okay, what do you think about the Black Lives Matter movement? Do you think that Black Lives Matter movement is here on a short-term basis, or they're going to be here long-term? And whatever term they're going to be here, are they going to make any type of dent? I don't think they're going to be any changes, but any dent in our society thinking about injustice?
No.
What's a trick question?
No.
Ain't a trick question, Carlton. It's a straight up question, you know.
No, Black Lives Matter movement is a front for the LGBTQ or whatever they call themselves. Because that group is behind the group now. They're trying to push the gay agenda. It's not about black lives for them. Black people need to wake up. Just because they put black on something doesn't mean they're for you. They have a hidden agenda, which really isn't hidden, because there was a Black Lives movement near me. They had a protest, and they were tearing up some things, and it was all about the LGBTQ or whatever they call themselves.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not really for us. They're for genocide. They don't want black people to reproduce. So it is a smokescreen.
Well, the country always did want us to reproduce, because we produce at a higher rate than the other culture.
We don't produce no higher rate than Mexicans.
Now, I talk about the Caucasian culture. I talk about the European culture. Well, I said the other culture. No, nobody can outproduce the Mexicans. No, that is a stereotypical statement. I apologize. But they do have a lot of births in their culture, and they start early. I think the average age is like 16.
Black Lives Movement is not our movement. That's their movement. They infiltrated, and it's not a black movement. It's a gay agenda movement.
Yeah.
So
that's what I heard about.
We have to stop letting these others infiltrate. We have a black movement. We need to keep it black.
Yeah, Eve, I found that back because I was part of the, I was on the board of Black Lives Matter. So I stepped down for a while. So that's why I know what's going on. And you're definitely right. It's a hidden agenda. It's all about the LGBT community. That's all it is. It's a hidden agenda. They're not for us.
They're not. So we have to start our own movement and let nobody else in. That's the only way we can make progress, because they always trying to get people to either going to infiltrate, take over, or make it about something else. At the end of the day. So Black Lives Matter is not our movement.
Also, I've been watching NAACP too. They've been cracking up just a little bit, you know, a lot now. You know, they've been marching too.
And going to court.
Yeah, right, and they are out there rioting, burning up businesses, and it's mainly by white people doing it. I'm not saying black people aren't looting, but that's what you do in war. United States made a habit of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. What people don't know, these white people that infiltrated the Black Lives Matter, these people are part of Trump. These are Trump people.
Hold on. Looks like somebody got things. Hold on. Look like I hear somebody having a conversation on their phone while the show. Okay. All right. Let's take a caller in here. Let's take a caller. Okay. 5240, you're on the air. Welcome to Black Urban America.
Yes. How everybody doing tonight?
Fine.
Hi.
How are you doing?
That's good. From Urban Outlook. But what I want to say about the Black Lives Matter movement, when we talk about black lives, I think it's a movement. I don't care whether it's LGBT. I'm just saying Black Lives Matter. When I say Black Lives Matter, I mean all lives matter. That means in my city, in the city of Chicago, blacks can't be going, in Miami, blacks can't be going and shooting each other and killing, talking about Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Matter, then it should matter all the time, regardless of what city you're in. You know, we have drive-by shootings in Florida. You know, y'all had the massacre last weekend in Chicago and some other cities, one in New York. My thing is, if black lives truly matter, it should matter all the time. We can't separate, okay, black lives matter when they kill us. Black lives should matter when blacks kill us, too. And that's the thing, you know what I mean, that we never get. And all the time, I see it happen all the time growing up. That friends, you know, you kill and nobody say nothing. The time the police do it, you know, it's this big outrage. Yeah, man, the police doing us wrong. You got regular black guys in the neighborhood, in the hood, walking around murders and all that. One of my friends shot a guy years ago in the hood selling dope, broad daylight. Nobody was outraged. No damn body was out. This is the 90s. Nobody was outraged. Nobody gave a damn. But if there had been a police shot, that same black guy, it would have been an outrage. But what I'm trying to say is if it matters one way, it should matter all the way. We should have the same uproar when somebody kill you over some bullshit, you know, that you're African-American. And that's all I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? It should matter at all times.
You're right. It should matter all the time.
I agree.
And it's a shame that today, even down here in Atlanta, we had like two drive-by shootings last night. And it's a shame that we don't have the same outcry when we killing each other, especially a lot of folks that are dying from these drive-bys or young folks and everything. It's a shame that we don't step up the intensity of addressing that when we have folks killing each other in our culture. So yes, you have a point there. It should be the same outcry as police when police murder us. But see, you know, it's a difference. It's a slight difference. Police is supposed to protect and serve citizens.
That's changed.
And it appears that they are murdering regular citizens that are black.
Because it's part of a special agenda to cut down the black population. That's all it is now. I want people to understand that even my black people, if you're not smart, if you're not educated, if you didn't graduate from a first grade all the way up, something's completely wrong with you. If you're not educated, if you're not into politics, I suggest you need to read up. Find out what's going on with your government first. Find out what's going on with your politician. Get involved. I'm out there. I've been out there. I know what's going on. Nobody want to ask these questions. But everybody want to hide behind what Facebook, Instagram, want to talk about what your politician's not doing.
Find out what's going on. Pay attention. I mean, we all worry about what, Black Lives Matter? I knew what was going on with the Black Lives Matter. It's a hidden agenda. It's all about the LGBT community. Why? Because they want everybody turning gay. That's all it is now. This is why we got Black Lives Matter with NAACP now. Now they're marching. So you got to realize who's for us and who's not. We got to play tip for tap. I want people to start going to these meetings. Find out who is your state rep, who is your senator. Get involved. Please get involved. If you have any questions about your politician, call me. I have all their cell phone numbers.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the question. We got to go to another caller. Here we go. You're on the air, 6120.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Fine.
All right, how you doing?
Fine, I'm great. How you doing?
Yeah, I agree totally with everything the last caller had to say, but I wanted to say with respect to Black Lives Matter, that's definitely a front group for white liberals because their agenda seems to be more to the direction of LGBT, more to the direction of socialism, and they're just using the black face as cover. Essentially, that's
yeah.
My observation of the whole move. And the people that originally started Black Lives Matter, as far as I know, they could be tied up in a warehouse somewhere. So that's just, you know, my two cents on that.
Carlton, what's your thoughts, man?
On Black Lives, well, you know, everything that everyone has said, you know, that's what I've heard about Black Lives Matter. I don't know, I have boots on the ground, I don't have any connection to anybody in Black Lives Matter or anything like that. Black lives
do
matter.
I got all the connection.
Right, and that is the scenario that I got about Black Lives Matter movement also. It's the Trojan horse. And not that it doesn't mean that black lives don't matter, and it doesn't mean, but it means that, like you said, it's a chosen horse, and they have another people have another agenda. But in terms of Black Lives Matter, how it plays out in the real world, what we see is that, you know, if a brother on the street shoots somebody in the head, you got the police looking for him. If he stays there, cops are going to arrest him. He still got the gun in his hand, he probably gets shot. Cops going to arrest and take him to jail. If a police officer shoots you, they don't always get arrested. Bob from James is killed in his apartment. No arrest. Immediately. What's the brother name? Orlando Castile, shot in his car.
Yeah.
Four times. I'm scared. Shoot somebody four times and tell somebody, oh, I shot him because I was afraid. Shoot a police officer and say, oh, I shot him four times because I was afraid for my life, fearful of my life. Watch, see what happened to you. So that's the problem that we have. And then when you go, if you get taken into custody, see how long you stay in jail. See how what kind of sentencing you get. See how, you know, it's the whole nine yards. I mean, because it's not enough to that these guys get arrested. I mean, I shoot somebody in the head. Guess what? I'm out of a job and I'm incarcerated. I'm out of a job because I am incarcerated. These guys get fired or they get put on death duty. I think the guy that choked, what's the brother's name who sold the cigarettes?
From Staten I Can't Breathe.
Yeah.
Gardner.
Yeah.
Eric Gardner.
Gardner. I think he was on death duty for like 4 or 5 years. Come on.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, like, basically, like I said, this someone I was having a conversation with, they basically pissing on us and telling us it's raining, and every step of the process is like, it's a joke, we're going to take that, just like with Emmett Till, they found the murderers, they had the eyewitnesses, and these guys, you know what I'm saying, nothing.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, it's nothing new, really. I mean, it's what's been happening for a long time, and that's the way they play the game, and especially with us. You know, we don't have the power to do anything about it. Well, we haven't at all
yes,
had the
you,
power
you have,
to do anything
you have
about
all the power.
It.
We all have
no,
the
we
power
haven't,
to stop
we
it.
Haven't had any power to do anything. No, no. Listen, let me see. Rodney King, it was at least 9 police officers out there, right?
Yeah.
How many did they indict?
None.
4. Only 4. How come? Let 9 gang members, right, be around while 4 or 5 gang members beat up on a police officer. How many of them guys you think going to jail?
All of them. They might not make it to jail. They might die on the way to jail.
There you go. You said it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's the problem we having with the police and Black Lives Matter and the judicial system and the legal system and things like that. That's the problem we having with that. And that's why it said Black Lives Matter. If you're speaking specifically to that system. And, yeah, we did wrong because we killed each other at a drop of a dime. We killed each other if we got on the wrong color. You cross the wrong side of the street, and apparently, I guess if you ask how tall you are, you could get killed now because these two young brothers just got killed, and the guy, how tall are you? And he left the store and killed these guys. You know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a problem.
About that one.
Oh, Mr.
Okay.
Man.
Just give me 1 second. Tonight's show is the extended time. Usually my show is only an hour. But tonight's show is going to be 1.5 hours. So we have more time to discuss these issues. Okay. 6120, you have anything else to say?
No, that was it for this time.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Sean, you're kind of quiet there.
I'm listening.
Okay.
But I do have something to say, though, about these shootings and everything. But in Chicago, when they do a shooting, they don't necessarily leave the scene there. They will stand there when the police comes, and they will be around to make sure to look to see if anybody goes to talk to the police.
That's intimidation.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so
I believe that.
They don't necessarily in Chicago, they're not going to necessarily run and hide and try to get away. They'll stand right there.
I believe that. I think it's only 25%
like
of the cases get solved.
So it happens all the time. And it might be 30 witnesses, and nobody is going to say anything.
Right. They don't want to die.
No, not at all.
I want to get
and
back to
kill.
Black Lives Matter, you know, being the front for the LGBTQ community. How did that all evolve? You know, like, do you think the celebrities know this? Do you think the average citizen in this country? Because, I mean, I heard little bits of rumors, but nobody never really sat down. Like, for example, Roots is a major African-American online news company, okay? You think they will report something like that. But everybody's reported that we need Black Lives Matter. And you're saying Black Lives Matter is just a front for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
It is.
Well, he's asked, I think Kenny, what Kenny's saying is like, prove it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
gonna show me like I'd be like.
Let me say this.
I stay on the news wire, and I visit a lot of controversy news, African American news line like the Roots. I haven't seen anything that it be. Now I heard about George Soros funding Black Lives Matter, $100 million.
That's true.
George
Soros
is a questionable character. Now, I have seen that. I have looked at it. I mean, he funds the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. He's on both sides of the aisle.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Now, I heard that part. But the part
he also funded Planned Parenthood, too.
Yeah, well,
another chosen
I do understand about how people feel about Planned Parenthood. You know, well, look at this. You know, in order for you to get in certain states, in order for you to get assistance, you got to get that depo in you. The depo shot to prevent pregnancy.
You say in order to get assistance, you have to get the depo Bavaria shot?
Yeah, in certain states. In New York, that if you got like 3 or 4 kids and you're a single parent and you want Medicaid, food stamps, or whatever, you got to get the depo.
That's interesting. I thought there was a lawsuit out concerning the depo for their shot.
Well, no? They still giving it to them. I know they still giving it to them in the state of Georgia, but I still hear women say, well, you know, they on that depo.
Well, I never heard of that forced sterilization.
Well, they try to make it like it's voluntary, but if you want assistance, if you got 3 kids and you're a single parent, guess what? They put you on that depo. If you want the Medicaid.
That's forced. They're saying you can't eat unless you sterilize yourself.
I talk about the state of New York, that's policy. In other words, they're saying, I'm just giving you the government, they don't trust you in practicing safe sex or birth control. If you're going to be on this program, you have to take this shot.
Well, that seems like that shouldn't be legal. I'll have to look into that. I'm going to look into
New
that.
New York
State. That doesn't sound legal or constitutional.
It's not.
In Georgia, they're practicing that. I know that for a fact. In New York State, I don't know if it's still going on, but when I was working in New York State, they were practicing. Bad fact, it was policy.
Oh, no, they don't do that in Illinois.
And in Jersey,
no, they don't.
Too. And in Jersey.
So who is that? The pharmaceutical companies lobby to have that law passed? That's what it sounds like.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was lobbied. Okay, I'm going to say this. Well, he probably don't know. They lobby for this. They have their own lobby people that they lobby for the pharmaceutical people and the hospitals. So they have their own people lobby to these politicians to pass certain bills for that.
Right.
So all that's in play. It's just like Black Lives Matter. They got a lot of say so now. Why? George Soros, Planned Parenthood, they all in cahoots together.
Right.
They all get stuff
and
done.
There's another relationship to you, eugenics with Singer. Margaret Singer and eugenics. So.
Yeah.
Oh, 501-5073 is back. I know she might have something to say. Go ahead, 5073. 5073. I guess she stepped away from the phone. Well, I want to get back to Black Lives Matter. These protests. Forget the Black Lives Matter. I want to get to the protesting. What do y'all think about the protests? Do you think the protesting itself is going to have any type of influence on your favorite people, Tory, the politicians?
Yeah, it's kind of like my state rep. She's been talking to them. They had a rally at the state capitol about a week or two ago. And, you know, they had a bunch of people that, you know, it was her people. They were talking to a lot of people on the steps. And it was a big rally. Everybody knew about this rally. They are.
You didn't even tell me, Tori, about the rally. I didn't know about the rally.
Yo, there was at the last minute. Outside of the Bible House, my state rep, she's a politician. So it's a lot of things she's not going to tell me. Some things she might tell me, because I stay in her district. So I'm really her protege, put it that way. I know what's going on, because I deal with her and my commissioner, which is Ms. Nathan Hall.
Ms. Sean.
So it's a lot.
Ms. Sean?
Yes.
Do you think the protesters, that have been going on, do you think they're going to have any type of influence on the policymakers in this country?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be sure?
Not really. No, I don't think, not really. I think they will be told whatever they need. Well, for one, black people have been protesting since the 60s.
Longer than that, honey. Try the 30s.
Okay. Over 40 years. And they have not made that many gains since then. So I think they will be told whatever they need to be told to pacify them. Because protesting, you're going to have to hit them another way. I think the only way, the real way to get change, to get something, is to you got to hit them in their pocket. For real.
Yeah.
Because it's all about that money when it comes down to it. You messing with their money, they're going to come to the table. Bring the table or whatever they have to do.
How can we hit them in the pockets?
First of all, you don't put no money to their campaigns. You got to make them feel it.
Question for Ms. Sean. Ms. Sean said it. Go, Ms. Sean.
Black people need to do for self.
Yo. There you go.
If black people do for self, they wouldn't have to worry about going out there begging these people to do something for them. Or all these politicians that the majority of them that come in the black community are Democrats.
Yeah.
And most of the Democrats, all they want is your vote. That's it.
Of course.
And then once they get their vote, they're going to do whatever they were planning on doing anyway, whatever their agenda is. Because black people give up their vote freely. They don't make them work for it. They'll tell you how the other person is a bad person, how they're racist, when that same person is probably racist also, if they're white. So I think black people need to, first of all, start being more aware. They need to not go begging and pleading for somebody for anything. They need to take care of them on their own selves. They can do it. There's Black Wall Street. They don't
many
need
Black
to go
Wall
out
Street.
Here and beg these white people for anything.
Right. Collective economics. Kenny, you said it yourself.
Collective economics for black folks. Carlton.
And black
right.
people
let me
have money.
Question,
they just have
Carlton.
Poor spending habits. Black people have
Carlton,
money.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that now in the past couple of years, I've been hearing that there's no difference between a Republican Party and a Democratic Party? Because, first of all, Republican Party don't care about our vote, and the Democratic Party take our vote for granted. To some
yeah,
and all.
They do. It's
what,
true.
What's
okay.
your
it's
feeling
true.
About
it's
that, Carlton?
All right. Well, listen. We just got finished talking about people who lobby, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? That's people who grease people's pockets. So we live in a capitalist society, right? Basically. And You either get your pockets greased or you eventually going to have to get out of Washington. You know that, right? Ask William Gray. You can play ball or you're gonna have to leave. So these guys are playing ball. I don't know how they start out. You know, they might have good intentions. Some of them up there just to play ball to see what they can do for themselves. And they're the people that they want to do things for. You know, because some people do certain things for certain groups of people if they able to do it. But it's politics. It's a dirty game. And Democrat, Republican, don't make a difference to me. It's a difference. I think we've always voted for what we perceive as the lesser evil. You got one person is going to straight rape you, and the other person is going to take you out to eat. Then they're going to rape you after you had your meal. So you know, look at it like that. That's where I look at it. I don't see like saying we're not making any giant steps in this country, Democrat or Republican. I say don't stop looking at these people's titles. Well, look at the title, but stop depending on that. Look at what they do, because you are what you do, not what you say you are. You can tell a person whatever you want to tell them. I can tell a woman that I love her, but if I'm not acting like I love her, does that mean that I love her? No, right? So yeah. The same thing for these politicians. If they're not behaving in a way that's in your best interest, they're not acting in your best interest. They're acting in the best interest of someone else. And it might be their own survival. Somebody told me one time, that needs to be a position, not your job. You know what I'm saying? Because that's their job. That's their livelihood. So what do you think they're going to do in order to maintain their livelihood? Somebody's going to grease their pocket or destroy them. What do you think they're going to go for?
Tori, do you think that black folks need their own political party?
Yes. Now I'm gonna tell you why. Because Tupac spoke the same issue. Tupac said it's time for us to look after our own people. Like he said, it's time for us to make a change within ourselves. Tupac spoke the truth on this. And the reason why Tupac spoke the truth, because Tupac was part of the Black Panther Party, which that's his family. His mama was a Black Panther Party. So at the end of the day, Pop was speaking the truth to the black people. He said, we got to do for self. Like you said, we got to open up our own business, our black banks, open up our own schools, real estate. Yeah, we got to do a lot on our own. We got to start depending on these white folks. These white folks ain't going to do shit for us.
That's the stuff you can do for yourself. I mean, we can do that.
But see, I'm going to tell you something, okay? You know what? Okay, here you go. Here what I'm about to say, and I know y'all going to jump on me for this. Easy said than done. Black folks don't like doing business with black folks, at least not today. Maybe 60, 70 years ago, yes, but we didn't have no other choice. Since integration, since we could go downtown, since we could go to white establishment, since white establishments and other cultures have been in our communities, black folks will patronize first before they patronize a black business. And that has been proven. In fact, you got the Arabs in our community. You got the Indians with businesses in our communities. You got Asians with businesses in our community. In fact, let me tell you something. Black women, and Michonne, I know you're going to take up for saying it, the black women go to Asian businesses first for the hair, the nails, the toes, and everything else before seeking a black woman.
Maybe there are not that many black-owned businesses that
yes,
sell hair
it is.
And do nails.
There's a lot of black women that do hair and sell their hair and do the nails
That's
and
true.
Do the toes.
That's true.
Okay, but where I live, there are no black women that do the nails and things like that. But I don't go to Asians anyway. I do my own.
In Chicago?
No, I don't live in Chicago. I'm in Illinois,
right.
But I don't live in Chicago.
She live in the suburbs.
Okay, where are you staying?
What am I saying? What I'm saying is that, okay, there was an experiment done in a section, in a black section of Brooklyn back in the 80s. All right? And this experiment was done by this reporter by the name of Bob Law. Matter of fact, he's still alive. He used to come on midnight, so WWRL 1600 AM. And he had an experiment. He had a store that looked to be owned by a white person. That store was dirty. The prices was higher. And the clerks were disrespectful to the black patron. Then there was a store one block away that looked to be owned by black folks, right? The store was clean. The prices were lower. And the store clerks were very respectful to the black patrons, all right? And the store that looked like it was owned by white folks, everybody was rushing to that store. So one day, it was snowing. It was snowing kind of hard, and there was this older lady, this senior citizen at the time, walked past the black store, breaking her neck to get the white store, right? Looked to be owned by whites. So Mr. Law ran over there and said, ma'am, you know, that store over there is closer. Why you don't stop by that store? And plus, it's owned by us. No, she said, I don't want to do business with those, the N-word. And
what year was that?
Today. You know, it's like it's very hard for black business. Oh, I got another story, too. This is in neck of woods, Michonne. Back in the 70s, there was this brother, right? Because there are no supermarkets, I heard. Well, back then, there were no supermarkets in the black neighborhoods of Chicago. The South Side and the West Side back then, right? Talk about the 70s. And there was this brother who made a whole bunch of money on the stock market, right? He took his money, his family money to start a supermarket, right? The business failed within 3 years because black folks were patronized.
Well, so I know something that happened there.
You know, I try to do everything black owned and everything. Black doctor, black lawyer, get ready to open up account at a black bank. You know, everything black owned, but it's so difficult to get our thinking, and I say it's just integration, to get our thinking back into economics, black economics.
Well, if we stop patronizing these other people, because I have a story also. There's a small town that's close to where I live, the majority white.
Indian people brought
a gas station, and it was like a little convenience store. And like I said, this town is a small town. It's majority white. Nobody white in that town patronized them. They were out of business within 3 months.
Mm.
Because the white people refused to go get gas or go into the store at all. And they had to leave. Nobody harassed them or anything like that. They just wouldn't go there. And they went out of business real quick. So that's what black people need to do when these other people come into their communities and set up shop, like the Asians, the Arabs. They can't do nothing in your community or make money unless you allow it. Because you can walk right past those stores and not go in there.
Yeah, that's true.
And spend your money. Yeah, and those white people straight put those Indians out of business in their town quickly.
So I got a question. What store are they going to go to, though? Like, because you're going to walk by these guys, where are they going to shop?
They're in this town is small. They only have one grocery store, and their prices are high, but they have the business. There were other gas stations there that had convenience stores, but none of them are owned by Indians or Arabs or anything there. So they had other places to go.
No, I mean black folks, like my community. Like here, like, see, I'm in Philly. I'm saying, like, okay, they stopped. They said they don't go to the Chinese store no more, which is half of these people on the street are starved to death. They don't do that. But they don't go there. They don't stop at anybody that's not black. Where would they be eating at?
That's when you open up your own businesses.
No.
But
theoretically,
you are
that's
than
correct.
Capable. They're more than
that's
capable.
Correct. But
there
they don't have those
resources
businesses
out there. There are resources out there that could help them if they wanted. There's grants that they wouldn't even have to pay back to open up a business.
That's true. That's true. You got free grants out there already. You ain't got to pay back.
So if somebody really and truly wanted to do it, they would find a way.
Oh, no, I understand that.
They have
that,
to be reprogrammed, re-educated.
Right, I understand what you're saying, but right now they're not able to do that. So what they I'm on the street, and I don't see a black store in sight. I'm gonna say I'm gonna give me something to eat right here. I'm not. Where's the next black store at? I can't even think of where the next black store is myself. Like when I was growing up, there was black stores all around here. When I was a little kid, it was Italian and Jewish. Then it switched over to black stores. You know what happened to all the black stores? We robbed them out of the neighborhood, shot them up, and robbed them out of the neighborhood. You know what happened to the – that's why the Jews and the Italians left, because they started getting robbed, and we were afraid. Black stores robbed them out of the neighborhood. It's like, you know, everybody quit. Now we got people that have stores in the community who wear guns. They wear guns on their side.
Okay.
I think that black people need to be retaught. I don't think they understand the magnitude of what's going on, for real, a lot of them. I'm not saying it to be easy. But, hell, they're already having it hard anyway.
Right. I mean, that's true. They do need to be educated. And they need hope, because right now I don't see no hope on the street.
Me
Everybody's
neither.
A reactor. All I see is a bunch of reactors. Me. They got this me. Look at me. Don't mess with me. Kind of like attitude. That's it. I see a
with
lot
no
of that.
Plan or organizing, except
right.
for the LGBTQ community. They the only one organizing. They got commercials.
Yeah.
They don't have an agenda. They want out there. They won't push.
Okay.
Well, if you play the game, play
I got one more topic, guys. I got one more topic. One more topic, and then I want y'all to explain what's going on in your city and everything. I got one more topic. John Bolton. This. Heavily this president of the United States, Trump. He said that the national security is under, I forgot the words that he used, but he said like it's in danger. He said national security of the United States is in danger. And also he said that the president of Russia, and now quoting John Bolton, that the president of Russia is playing Trump like a fiddle. Like
oh, I thought he worked for Putin. Excuse me. I thought that was his boss. I thought Putin was Trump's boss.
Yeah, Trump is the agent for Russia.
He's playing like a fiddle. And another thing I want to say that it must be true because Trump tried to take him to court to prevent him from selling his book.
Right.
But Carl, can you remember a couple years ago when Trump was running for campaigning? Well, I was saying that this country is in danger if this man wins the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that almost every week because in New York, you know, I've been following Trump since 83, when he owned the New Jersey Generals. In New York, they make fun of Trump. They used to make fun of Trump. They used to, in the Daily News and the New York Times, they used to do these cartoon articles about Trump. They didn't take him seriously. Man that has a reality show, they really didn't want to become president. He just wanted to get exposed for his reality show. That the man, and but one thing I have to say about Trump presidency, me and Carlton, when I was working in Philadelphia, me and Carlton shared the office, and we used to have these debates with other workers in the building. And they say, oh, there's no racism, racism is over. And I just say, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's just that we tolerate each other. It's one thing that Trump presidency did. It brought out the meanness and the true nature of that other culture, our white brothers and sisters, calling the cops on us, shooting us.
Okay, Nick.
When they fight hard about this flag. And look what they did to that boy, Colin Kaepernick. Look at white cops, how they shoot down brothers. I mean, even though this has been going on for centuries and everything, but they doing it in front of a camera, like if to say, F you.
It's raining.
And that's that. If you only got one good thing to say about Trump, it brought out the real them. Something they've been holding in their guts for decades. And it finally came out. I talk about people that this is one group that really surprised me and caused me, but why? I said it last week. It's the academia people, the people that teach at the university and the colleges and whatnot. You've got a whole bunch of rednecks and racists up in there teaching in the classrooms.
Well, what do you say? They teach Christopher Columbus is a hero, and he discovered America.
And he was a racist.
Columbus discovered America. Let me say this. First of all, whoever going this crap shit, I'm gonna be honest. Our black people are so dumb about this, and I hate to put it this way. Columbus did not discover America, and the reason why he did not discover America yet is because the Native American, they was here first, and we was here first. So all these cousins coming up with all this nonsense talking about, Columbus discovered America. No, he did not. Stop teaching this in school. That's what we need to put the pressure on. The Indian was here first. The Indian, the Native American, and who was here first? The black people, the minority. Who was here first?
Hello, the educational system does not benefit the black child in America. I want to say this one time. The educational system that they have now does not benefit the black child in America.
Not at all.
Your child shouldn't have to wait to go to school to be educated. You can educate your kid at home.
Yeah, they have whole schooling now. Yeah. It's the blind leading the blind.
Huh? You mean the parents being blind?
No, the blind leading the blind. Meaning if the parents are not well educated and you have homeschooling, I mean, and the kids got to rely on the parents to teach them, you know, it's blind leading the blind.
Oh, they're going to get Christopher Columbus discovered America right at home, if you're saying, right?
They might say discovered America. You know? Shoot. It might get worse.
I mean, the story doesn't even make sense. Who would send three ships to nowhere? Who does that?
But what I'm saying, y'all.
They were long.
But what I'm saying is that since the Trump presidency, white supremacy has gotten stronger and stronger in our nation. It didn't go anywhere. They suppressed it. They kept it in there and what have you. But now they're bold with it. They cuss you out in a minute. You know,
right.
Before they had to keep it to themselves and meet in back rooms. Now they're proud again. Yes. Make America great again. In other words, make America white again. I mean, before they had to tolerate us.
America
now they're coming
never
over
right.
The cars. They come to state capitals with their AKs and their M16 and their grenades and dip and cops don't even touch them. Let
mm-hmm.
the
don't
black
you do that.
Campus with M16s and AKs.
The cops aren't going to touch them because it's probably their brothers, their cousins, their fathers. They're not going to do that. That's family.
No. Yeah, that's family.
They probably need to come.
I think 5073 got something to say because she's been waiting. She came back. 5073, welcome back.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, most of us older women were taught at home before we went to school. And you can home teach your child. Like you said, education is the key. But a lot of these younger people don't even know what education is. They're too busy trying to buy that hair from them foreign people instead of dealing with their own hair. But we need to take back our community. They took
yes,
it from
we
us,
yes,
and
we
led the way because we wanted the material that they had, that we had, was different in school. But they decided, hey, we got an opening. Let's give them the new material in our school, and we can teach it any way we want to. When I went to my first 8 grades of school, I was taught black history by black people who knew what they were talking about. We always had black history. My daughter got black history in Pennsylvania school by the teacher bringing in some Ebony magazines, Essence. That is not black history. We knew black history in the 60s because my aunt was the principal of my school. I had black teachers. We did not have but 2 children in 8 grades that was really special educated needed because you were taught how to read and write in Sunday school. And I think the churches is failing black people too. They are getting
they're
more worried about how their church looks than what they getting given to the people that come there. And unless we also start finding ways that we can stop the killings in our neighborhoods, they gonna let it go. And I do believe that they are being paid to kill up each other because we don't have the kind of money to buy all the guns and things that they have. that they're killing people with these drive-bys. And the cops don't care. They want you to kill up everybody in the neighborhood. That
yeah,
means they won't have to deal with them.
That's
but we can take back our education system if we wanted to. And I
we never had
a chance to talk about Black Lives Matter. You all didn't let me in to say a word. We can have a Black Lives Matter if it's strictly for black lives. I agree with all that other LG, whoever they are. I don't recognize them, so I'm not that up on them. But if you all know everything I've heard, you need to find an avenue to let the black people know. A lot of this is happening because people, lack of communication. They don't know. And for those that do know something, you need to educate the rest of the black people so you all can be on the same page and have the same ideas and concept of what it means to be black and free. And I'm done.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. You're definitely on point with it.
Nice
so
talking to you, too.
We have another call. We got another call that returned, 6120.
Yeah, hi, I'm back. Thanks for taking the call again. But let me start by saying that the largest and most lethal white supremacy group in America is the Democrat Party. So I think that's the baseline where you want to start in terms of talking about white supremacy. Now, the last caller mentioned something about black people are not able to rise to the top of the flow chart. And my argument is that the primary reason why black folks are not able to rise to the...
I went off. What happened?
Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
So what I was saying is that the reason black people can't rise to the top of the flow chart is because the Democrat Party, along with their media allies, won't allow us to have access to the coaches who can coach us to a championship, like Dr. Umar Johnson, Dr. Claude Anderson, or Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. The people they put in front of us is guys like Al Sharpton, Van Jones. Now, these are flawed leaders. These are not real leaders. And she mentioned something about, the last caller mentioned something about being able to communicate. Well, these brothers try to communicate, but the only way they can communicate is via book. Because CNN won't let Dr. Umar Johnson on, because he's coming up there talking about black freedom. He's not tied to the Democrat Party. So right out of the bat, we got to etch him off the flow chart. So we'll put Lamont Hill on there because we know he's going to come up there and play ball. We know he'll tie us into the, you know, tie African Americans into the Democrat Party. And what I also would like to say is to the host who mentioned something about Black Lives Matter, he didn't hear anything on the news. What I would say to that is this. One of the most insidious levels that the media has is their ability to withhold information. So if you know your liberal media, your white media is also pro-LGBT, and they know Black Lives Matter is pushing LGBT, what incentive would they have to expose LGBT? Answer that, I mean, Black Lives Matter. Answer that question for me.
Well, I put it past them and everything. It would be the first time where black organizations have been fronts for a bigger agenda. It wouldn't be the first time, and it probably wouldn't be the last time. I'm just saying, I haven't heard that, and I read a lot of controversial articles that far left. I wasn't talking about mainstream media. I will talk about other types of media that's African-American owned, where I really do get a lot of information from, and I didn't get that information yet. The only information I have received was George Soros, giving them $100 million to George Soros play both sides of the fence. And
yeah.
You know, like I said, it would be the first time. it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, but
so I'm not.
Because
I'm not
from what I understand,
don't think like sitting here grasping for air. I'm not. I'm saying it's just that I didn't hear of this yet. Because on a daily basis, I am on African American websites and African American news media, the far left, that's not even mainstream. So I didn't hear of that yet. Only thing I heard about that was controversial was George Soros.
Right. So if I'm using the blackface as cover.
What'd you say, Michonne?
Caller finish. Wait a minute. Want the caller to finish?
Oh, no. What I was going to say, if I'm using blackface as cover for more nefarious activities, I mean, I wouldn't have no incentive to expose it and say this is not really a blackface if I know these nefarious activities are also supporting my agenda. So a lot of it is tied to the narrative. Why would I tell you that Black Lives Matter is a front group when that goes against my narrative? And my narrative is really pushing LGBTQ, anti-capitalism, socialism, and that sort of thing. So that's really what's behind Black Lives Matter. They just sit around, organize, and just wait for an incident to happen when they know we get on the street. Because they know once we're on the street, that gives everybody cover. Because nobody can attack us based on our past history in America. Okay, well, we'll get black people a pass. And so that's when these folks, they go mix in. So all of a sudden you see no rich people. No rich person in America can be safe anymore. No corporate. Hold up, Slim. That's not us. We trying to get money. That's white liberals. But CNN and MSN has no incentive to tell you that because they pushing the same agenda. They just need a black face, similar to the Congressional Black Caucus. We just need a black face. Van Jones, Don Lemon, same thing. We just need a black face. Ain't none of these clowns pro black. The real pro black guys can't get a voice in. Because CNN and MSNBC won't give them a platform. You can get Joy Reid in. You can get Al Sharpton in. Dr. Umar Johnson need not apply. Because the first thing he's going to tell you is F everybody. We on some pro-black, all-black shit. I don't know anything about Nancy Pelosi's agenda, nor do I care about Chuck Schumer's agenda. All I care about is Black America's agenda, and that's it. And our agenda and the Democrat agenda, again, is mutually exclusive. Or are mutually exclusive. But that's all I have to say.
Thank you, caller. I agree.
I agree, too.
Well, it's 90 seconds left. I just want to thank all you guys for coming on the show. And I look forward to our next round table. I guess in another few months or whatever. And I thank you, Michonne, Tori, and Carlton, and the callers
welcome
tonight. Michonne, what's your show about tomorrow?
Family values. And I have a
Carlton,
guest.
What's your show about Saturday?
I don't have my show for Saturday yet. I have to select the show for Saturday.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. I hope everyone have a nice week. Thanks a lot again. Thank you for coming on. And I'll see everybody next week. And I'll probably be popping in on your shows. Everybody have a nice evening and a good night. As always, my name is Kenny Jones, host of Black Urban America. As always, I am because we are. We are because I am. Good night.
Hold it now.
Good night.